Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Average Joe. I'm Average Joe, and welcome to my radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to talk about movies. I am not an expert on movies, but I do love movies. I've never been to school for any kind of film education or anything like that, but, you know, I know a guy that did, or actually a couple of guys, but hey, you know, maybe a little knowledge by osmosis. I will let you know this is the only radio show that's in black and white. There's no need to adjust the color on your monitor because it's not going to make any difference. You know, along with movies, I don't know a lot about anything, but I do know a little bit about a lot of things. So right off the top, this is an American show, but I want to say happy Canada Day to all of our Canadians that are listening out there. I happen to be married to one and have a few in my family, and I love every one of them. And so I know the Canadians are celebrating today, and, you know, we'll be doing ours on the 4th of July like we always do. So happy Independence Day for all you Americans there. We're coming up, but I don't have a show on Wednesday, so I'll go ahead and say happy Independence Day. Just a little bit of business to get out of the way. As all of you know, I always mention something that's going on at the local VFW Post 2908, and this is one thing I talk about every week so far. August 4th at the Stanley County Fairgrounds, where you've got a Boots and Roots Music Festival. It's to raise money to benefit veterans in the local area. Rain or shine, the headliner is going to be Bucky Covington. I believe everybody's familiar with him. He was American Idol. He wasn't a winner, but he was, I think, in the top 10 or something. I'm not sure what his ranking was. But anyway, most people know who Bucky is. I believe he's from Rockingham. Charlie Farley is going to be playing. Daryl Harwood's going to be playing. Tyler Hatley and the Little Mountain Band and Cuz Coon. So the doors open at 3 o'clock, the show starts at 4, and admission's $15. You can get tickets at the Post. If you have questions on buying them online, you can buy them online. Call 704-984-1744, and Becca Thompson, the promoter, she can direct you to that website. I don't try to give that website out on the air here because it's got a lot of slashes and all that, so just a little too complex to try to verbally say, but there is a link, I believe, on the VFW Post Auxiliary Facebook page, and that's, again, Post 2908. There will be food available, free parking. You bring a chair if you want to sit down. If you want to stand up and dance, then don't bring a chair. You can sit on the grass if you get tired. Cash only event, camping is available. I think all of the powered spots are already taken, but they are allowing some boondockers if you have your own, if you don't need power or if you got a generator. I think they're going to put them on the back lot so generators won't interfere. If you want to inquire about that, call the fairgrounds, which is run by the American Legion, at 704-983-2913. So, there's business out of the way. Like I said, we're going to talk about movies today. I'll get right into it. I've been watching movies as long as I can remember. I know that I'm going to forget a lot that are great movies today. There are so many great movies out there. I'm not going to focus on a whole lot of history about movies. I mean, you can Google it. You can get the same information that I would have delivered to you if I tried to spout out a bunch of information that I looked up on just the history of movies. So I'm not going to bore you with all that with dates and names. I will say this, though. I thought this was interesting. There's a short film called Round Hay Garden Scene. Is the, let's see, it was made in 1888, a short silent film. It was recorded by French inventor Louis Le Prince. It is believed to be the oldest surviving film in existence. If anybody wants to dispute that, feel free to. Like I said, I'm not an expert, so if Wikipedia is right about that, then I think we're okay. But you know how things are on the internet; they may or may not be true. So, regarding films, movies, my favorite genre, and I do love comedy, so I'll say that. But one of my favorite genres is prison films. I don't know why. There's just something about that, thinking about, you know, seeing how people in prison would have to deal with certain situations. But off the top of my head, and I've got date ranges here, one of my very favorites is Escape from Alcatraz with Clint Eastwood. That was made in 1979. That's based on a true story, because there was actually some guys that escaped from Alcatraz, and this is a movie that that depicts that. And I loved watching the documentaries and stuff about that story too. It's really fascinating. Apparently, the guys that there was a couple of brothers that they suspect may have actually survived, and they ended up down in Brazil, and may still be alive. I don't know. I don't know what year it was that they escaped. If they hadn't died of old age or, you know, got shot, who knows? Another one of my favorites is Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman. I think that may very well be my very favorite. One of my favorite scenes is he says, "I can eat 50 eggs," and George Kennedy's his buddy, you know, is just agging him on, you know, and they're trying to make a bet, and everything's all gathered around, and old Luke, he has to eat 50 boiled eggs, and everybody's betting on him. And then I'm sure just about everybody, no matter what your age is, knows, if you haven't seen the movie, you've probably heard the line, "What we have here is failure to communicate." And that, you know, that was the guy that ran the prison. Anyway, that was a famous line from that movie too. Call in, help me out here, because I'm not sure. I'm going to run my mouth, but call me 914-219-0884. That's the call in number. Call in and tell me about your favorite movie and why, if you want to. If not, that's okay too. And it don't have to be a prison movie. I'm going to talk about some other movies too. But another one of my favorites in the prison genre is Shawshank Redemption. Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman. Most people have seen that movie. That was from 1994. That was an awesome movie, or is an awesome movie. I can watch that one over and over, as I can the other two I mentioned. The Escape is always what's so interesting to me, because, you know, there's another escape in this movie, and kind of a twist at the end. Which is cool. There was one movie, and I don't know what year it was made, called Life, and this one kind of is a prison but also comedy movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. And I haven't seen that movie a lot. I've seen it, I think, maybe a couple of times, but it was really funny. It was set back in the 30s, I believe. I like those older period movies too. Another one, which is one of my all-time favorite movies, period, aside from the genre, made in 1999, The Green Mile. So Tom Hanks, who's I'll talk about here in a bit, one of my favorite actors. Everything he does, well, I won't say everything, most of what he does, I really like his movies. Green Mile, everybody, if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's a great movie, awesome movie. Con Air, This one didn't necessarily take a place in the prison, but it was transporting prisoners. Nicolas Cage, Above Average Joe, my wife, she's a big Nicolas Cage fan, and I like him too. And he's really good in this film. So that's there's probably some more that I haven't thought of. Like I said, I know there's going to be a ton of movies that I've said, oh, I should have mentioned that, but I'm just, you know, I've only got so much time, and you know, I'm just kind of going with, you know, with what I think about and just what kind of comes in my head, which is kind of the same thing. Call me 914-219-0884. I'd love to hear from you. Call and tell me about your favorite movie, or if you got any comments about the ones I've mentioned, I'd love to hear those too. You know, if you think they suck, then you can tell me that too. The best I can, this is probably my all-time favorite movie, the one I'm getting ready to tell you. I can't think of any more that I like better, because I like so many, and I like them so much. But, again, going with Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump, that's probably my all-time favorite movie. I went to see that movie at the theater, and I was by myself, actually, and I went to see it, and I remember coming. I had no idea what it was about. I just knew Tom Hanks was in it, and maybe, I don't even know if I'd seen any trailers about it. I guess I'd kind of heard some of the talk about how good it was and just really had no idea what I was going to see. But I went, and I was by myself, and when I came out of that movie, I was numb. I was like, wow. It was one of those movies that almost like changed my life. It was just so much so much history and the way they integrated his life into these major historical events, you know, of the late 60s, 60s, and I guess late 50s and 70s on into Vietnam, and just an incredible film. I think that's probably Tom Hanks' all-time best, in my opinion. Nobody else could have played that part but Tom Hanks. Another of my favorites, and these are just kind of in some of my top ones, and I know I'm missing some. Call me 914-219-0884. 914-219-0884. Back to the Future trilogy, all three of them. When I went to see Back to the Future, the very first one, again, I went to the theater and I went by myself. I was actually working in Winston-Salem, and I was staying in a hotel because I was there for like a week or so and had nothing better to do, so I went to the movie, and I saw Back to the Future, and I've always liked movies about time travel anyway, so that's another one, you know, that I didn't even put on my list. Another one that comes to mind is Time Cop. That one was good. That was with Jean-Claude Van Damme. But anyway, Back to the Future, I liked it so much that I had to go back to Winston-Salem again in a couple of weeks, I think, to work again, and so I was staying there. So I went back. I think I went back and saw it two more times. I saw that movie at the theater three times, so that tells you how much I liked it. And then, of course, when the second one came out, which I thought was really good also, because the second one kind of overlapped the first one, and Marty McFly's like running into himself or having to avoid himself, you know, at different time continuums. And there's such an iconic film because there's a lot of things that people talk about, you know, or say, and I can't think of an example right off the top of my head, but, you know, the DeLorean, you know, will never be the same again, because when you see a DeLorean, that's the first thing you think of is it being a time machine. So anyway, and then the third one, of course, you know, it even overlaps the overlapping. So it's there's all kind of layers there. The writers were pretty brilliant. I mean, there's some holes in the in it and all that, but it's for fun. It's a comedy. Michael J. Fox, he was at his prime during that time, and he was classic. I mean, there was another actor, and I forget his name, was supposed to play that part, and when they had actually started filming, the producers and or directors just didn't feel like he was right for the part, and somehow or another they ended up getting Michael J. Fox. I think, you know, Michael J. Fox had already made a name for himself in Family Ties, I believe, and as Alex, I forget his last name in the movie or in the TV show, but anyway, he was already, you know, a pretty well-known actor. Okay, so moving on. The next one that I can think of, and these are not necessarily in any particular order, Forrest Gump and Back to the Future are definitely my top two favorites, but the rest of these are not necessarily in any particular order. Face Off, Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. Nicolas Cage, again, a huge, my wife, above average, Joe's a huge fan, and he plays he plays that role very well, and so does John Travolta, because they switch places. John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, they switch identities, and so they have to act like the other character, you know, about halfway through the movie. So that was they did a very good job of that. I won't go on about it, but that was just, you know, I just wanted to mention that one. Another one, while we're talking about Nicolas Cage, was Gone in 60 Seconds, which I thought was really good. Really good action movie. Very well done. Angelina Jolie is in it. Robert Duvall. I love Robert Duvall. He was in it, did a very good job. Another series of movies I like from the very beginning was Terminator. I like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's not the best actor in the world, but he definitely has charisma, and he just played, I mean, that was the perfect role for him, you know, just him being a robot, or essentially a robot, but that was, all of those movies were real good. I liked the first, probably the second one was probably my favorite. The first one was really good, but the second one they had a bigger budget, because I guess because they had the success of the first one, and so they were willing to sink the money into the second one, and so it had, the effects were better, the story was better. So by the time that they get to the third one, it was kind of but then the fourth one was really good, I thought. When he actually shows up as his old self, and he meets his new self. So that's kind of, you know, along the time travel genre there too, because, so, you know, I'm not a big science fiction guy, but I do like science fiction. So, you know, I haven't even mentioned Star Wars or any of those movies, even though I like those movies. Let me interrupt myself and ask you once again to call me 914-219-0884. If you're logged in by chance, you can go to my chat page, and you'll see, if you just want to, you know, just send me a chat message to say, hey, this is my favorite movie or whatever, you know, I'll be glad for you to do that too. All the Terminator movies. So, going with the science fiction genre, Iron Man and all the Iron Man movies that came up, you know, all the Iron Man movies. I love the Iron Man movies. And most of the Marvel movies that are associated with it, with, you know, the Avengers, you know, Captain America, Wonder Woman. Let's see. No, wait a minute. Wonder Woman was DC. So, I'm getting my... my comic books mixed up, but they do run into each other in Batman versus Superman, and that was DC. So, yeah, I'm way off base there. See, told you I don't know much. But those were good, by the way. Aside from that, I liked Wonder Woman. Fantastic movie. It was kind of hard to accept anybody but Linda Carter as Wonder Woman because, you know, she played the part in the 70s TV series. And she was, you know, she'll always be Wonder Woman, you know. But Gal Gadot, I believe is her name. I may not be pronouncing it correctly, but she did a fantastic job playing Wonder Woman. But I do like all the Batman movies. I like most of the Superman movies. And I thought that was a good mix. Some people didn't like it. Some people didn't like the Batman versus Superman, but I thought it was good. I thought, you know, well, I can't say anymore because I don't, if you hadn't seen it, spoiler. But, oh, Tron, which we're going back to Marvel now. Thor. Thor. All the Thor movies I really like. Okay, so enough about those. Tom Hanks, Big, I thought was a real cute movie. Castaway, I loved. I was reading an article about Castaway, and there's a period in that movie for 45 minutes that there's no dialogue at all because he's by himself. You know, once he's stranded on the island, he's got nobody to talk to. Of course, eventually, you know, he finds Wilson, and he has a friend in his head anyway. So Castaway, fantastic movie. This one's kind of a little kind of a chick flick, but Titanic. I mean, even though it was relatively historically accurate, you know, as much as they knew about it at the time. But I like Titanic because I'm fascinated with the story of the Titanic, which most people that are history buffs are. And so just seeing it come to life, so to speak, in that movie, and they certainly did that. They did a fantastic job with the special effects. I mean, you are on the Titanic. I mean, I've always loved, and I've seen some other older movies, maybe might have been made for TV movies that were about the Titanic. I've always been fascinated with that story. And we'll have to hurry here because, and y'all have had your chance to call in, 914-219-0884. Saving Private Ryan, that's one of my favorites. I love war films, especially ones that are as realistic as that one. It shows pretty close to the beginning, it shows the attack on Normandy, the invasion on Normandy, and it's very realistic. It's war. Again, Tom Hanks, but it's not really necessarily because of Tom Hanks. It was a good movie all the way around. Now, again, this is going to be, y'all might laugh at me, but that's okay. Above Average Joe and myself, we have a tradition on Christmas night because usually it's just me and her, and we watch White Christmas. I can't say that that's really one of my favorite movies, even though I kind of like it because it's when that film was shot, it was like it was just, you know, it's a musical, they're old songs, and, you know, Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye and let's see, George Clooney's aunt, I forget what her name is, Ms. Clooney. And I can't remember the other actors' names, but anyway, that's just a tradition. I just thought I would throw that in there. And so far as Christmas movies, my all-time favorite, and I think it's a lot of people's favorite, is A Christmas Story with Ralphie and all those. You know, they usually have a marathon every, you know, coming up to Christmas where they show that movie 7,000 times a day. I'm going to get this in real quick. I was going to tell you some more of my favorite actors of movies or films that I like to watch. But I wanted one of our listeners sent in this list earlier today, and I wanted to just read this to you. 8 movies you have to see before you die. The Breakfast Club, which was shot in 1985. I've seen that. I thought it was good. Jaws. Everybody's heard of that. 1975. I've seen that. Thought it was good. Do the Right Thing, 1989. I've never seen that, but I'm going to. 2001, A Space Odyssey, 1968. If you see this film and you've never seen it before, you would never dream that it was shot in 1968. It kind of set the bar for science fiction movies. And that's all I'm going to say about it. The Sound of Music, 1965. I've seen it. Not a big musical fan, but you know, it is what it is. Citizen Kane, I have seen it, 1941. And Lawrence of Arabia, 1962. Pulp Fiction, 1994. I have seen Lawrence of Arabia, too, by the way. Pulp Fiction, you know, Above Average Joe and me, we tried to watch that movie at least twice. And we never could get past about the first 20 minutes. A lot of people rave about it, and eventually I'm going to watch the whole thing. I'm just going to make myself do it. But so far, I just really wasn't impressed with it. I know what it's about. I mean, I like Samuel L. Jackson. I like John Travolta. I like Uma Thurman. You know, I like all the people in it, but I just couldn't really get into it. So, again, okay, and then another one that's in those 8 movies you got to see before you die is Shawshank Redemption. I've already talked about that. Was shot in 1994. I won't have to, you know, repeat myself on that. I have seen that one, by the way. To Kill a Mockingbird, 1962. Gregory Peck, and that's an oldie, but it's a goodie. And I don't know if they're still making you read To Kill a Mockingbird in school, but when I was growing up, that was one of our required books that we had to read, was To Kill a Mockingbird. Good story. It helped bring to light, you know, some of the social issues we were having at the time and still have, you know, and I've always had. I do have a little bit more time. You still got time to call in, 914-219-0884. Love to hear from you. Tell me what your favorite movie is, or just, you know, if you have a comment. But with my little time that I've got left, if you don't call in. So a lot of my favorite or some of my favorite actors are Adam Sandler. I like most of his movies, but I have seen a couple of his that were flops that I thought were horrible. Nicolas Cage, of course. I like Nicolas Cage. Dang it. Drew Barrymore. I love Drew Barrymore. I've always loved Drew Barrymore. Kind of got a crush on Drew Barrymore. Sandra Bullock. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mentioned him. Tom Hanks. I mentioned him. And then Abbott and Costello. I love old Abbott and Costello movies. A lot of the younger folks may not have ever seen Abbott and Costello, but I love the ones that were like the with Dracula and Frankenstein, and so it was kind of a horror slash comedy slash musical entertaining, and it was like my radio was in black and white too. John Travolta, I like a lot of his movies. Me and my buddies, I think the first R-rated movie I ever saw was Saturday Night Fever. And John Travolta, that was when he was really starting to become famous. He had already made a name for himself in Welcome Back, Kotter, the TV show in the 70s. But anyway, we're out of here. I don't know what we're talking about next week, but thanks for listening. And we'll see you and or hear you next time.